Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It was boring. People were sleeping. Nobody enjoyed it. There was no good feeling.
3, 2, 1. This is Regis Philbin. When I'm in Omaha, Nebraska, I listen to Chad.
I eat difficult conversations for breakfast.
Morons.
You don't know what you're talking about, idiot.
Morons. These people are morons.
You were really, really nice.
La-dee-dee-dee.
What the hell?
You're better than that.
Want you to push it, babe. Coolin' by day, then at night working up a sweat. Come on, girls, let's go show the guys that we know how to become number one in a hot party show.
Wait, where in the hell is my theme music? That's not my theme music.
Yeah.
Tubbers?
Yeah.
Are you aware
of the specific? I intentionally didn't tell you because I figured she'd get fired up right
oh,
away.
Oh, yeah. Well, I knew that. I asked, I'm like, hey, you want me to take care of my mic? Oh, child, if I can't take care of my mic, what do you say? I'm like, whoa.
Come on now. All right. Any other guest comes in here, you turn the mic on. All of a sudden, the sister gets in here and I got the work. I got to press a button.
I am
a guest.
I got to be honest, all the other white guests, there's
I know.
Food. There's food for
They're
them.
They're probably like, wait, where's the food?
Yeah.
Where's the privilege? I want the privilege,
Adam. Door, the secret green room for the white people.
Who was that? Eddie Murphy did
Eddie
the
Murphy,
skit
yes.
on Saturday
Mr.
Night Live.
Mr. White.
They were giving
good.
Out money at the bank. There was a party on the bus.
The black guy gets off the bus. Everybody starts partying.
I know what's going on here. I seen the pictures from 95 years ago. They're the same pictures y'all got today.
But he's watching, like, when he's getting the makeup on. He's like, I got to walk with my butt tight. White people walk with their butts tight.
That is, you know, because we've talked about Eddie hosting. They should bring that skit back. I forgot about that skit.
That skit is the best.
What it's like to be a white person.
Oh, my God.
Here's money right here. Just giving you
money. Just take it.
Newspaper, yeah. Go ahead. Just take it.
Exactly. Now, have you found the specific Shaletta open?
I have it, yes.
Okay, go ahead and play.
Well, come on.
I was waiting.
He's nervous. He can't take it.
He's nervous.
I can't.
Hi. Donald Trump is intimidating Yovanovitch. You're intimidating Tubbs.
Feisty Fridays on the Chad Hartman Show.
He is so feisty.
And you know she'll bring the grizzle.
You know how many times I change underwear a day? Okay, so it's about germs for me. Who touched those underwear? Who put them in the pack?
And she'll call out all the snitches.
See, you should have said something snitching any other time. Chad is really a snitch, too.
It's Feisty Fridays with Shaletta.
On a God, Jesus, Father.
Here she is, Shaletta Brundage.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. I gotta say, Adam Carter is looking beefy over there, boy. What?
Beefy.
Beefy.
Looking beefy.
Looking beefy over there.
In a complimentary way.
Hey.
See, I don't take that as a compliment. Beefy?
Not even with the tone, like, hey, you looking beefy over there.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Well, that was the backpedal, though. You didn't say that initially.
Yes, I did.
You just looked at him and said,
don't start no
looking,
this, Chad Hartman.
You're looking beefy
over there.
Maybe she means it like beefcake.
Hey.
You're looking morbidly obese over there.
No, it was this. God, you look obese. Hold on, let me show you. Hey, honey, you looking obese. Because I mean, with a certain tone, you could say anything, you know?
That's true. That's true.
I'd like to genocide with you. I mean, just with a certain tone.
But I mean, you look good today.
Thank you.
You all dressed up, your hair, you're nicely, neatly shaven, buttoned up. You got an interview? Where you go? You got a job?
Well, you said this to him, and then go ahead. Tell everybody.
Oh, I was at a funeral.
At a funeral.
Sadly. But.
Yeah, sad. So, okay, in that scenario, because almost all of us have done that at some point.
I did that
right?
to Jimmy Erickson one time.
Right.
What?
Where you normally see somebody dressed in a more casual way.
Right, right.
And all of a sudden they're suited up or they've got a dress on, and you say, wow, looking good. Because our standard line, I think, is. Got an interview?
Yeah.
And so then the person comes back, no, friend of mine died.
Yeah. Suddenly.
What do you then say?
Did you make a potato salad? What you taking to the repast?
Shaletta goes right to the food.
What you taking to the repast?
I didn't bring anything.
A cake or some, a patty LaBelle pie, anything? Are you going to draw? You just going empty-handed? Do y'all go to funerals empty-handed? Is that how white people
it
do?
Depends.
I thought y'all brought something.
It depends.
I mean, if I was going to, like, the reception or the
You ain't get a canned ham, a baked chicken bone,
something.
A
First of all, who brings a ham in a can anyway? I mean, I don't want my ham in a can, okay? I want it taken out of the piggy, and then I want to make it. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to
nice
glaze it up.
Yes.
Then I
want,
by the way, ham spiraled. Oh. So much better than turkey. Are we all in agreement?
Yes.
Tubs. Turkey. Adam's heard me say this 100 times. The most overrated food tied to Thanksgiving.
I don't agree with him there.
Okay, what is the most? Chris Tubbs is first.
Okay.
Tubbs in. Cook is... I think we might have mentioned this once before. He's become, it's really a bizarre thing. He's tied to baseball. He's become very good friends with, the ER star and his wife, Clooney. The Clooney's, he's in Lake Como with Clooney. and he's watching their kids. Okay.
Tubbs. See, now I know why he's not here today.
Tubbs is in. Yep. The most overrated food item that your family has with Thanksgiving, that if you could really speak from the heart, you'd say, get this out of here.
I'd say probably like yams or sweet potatoes.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Are you kidding?
I need you to get your desk away from my desk.
No.
Don't that's sit not, by me. Not. I'm about to start stowing your stuff over the over the banister.
Okay. Feisty.
Mm-mm.
Which one?
Cranberry sauce.
Oh, that's also a good one.
Come on,
but
now.
I think you like cranberry
sauce. You like cranberry sauce?
Mm, no, I don't.
I thought you did.
I don't think I've ever partaken in cranberry sauce.
You've never
How
had?
Have you not ever had cranberry sauce?
I thought
sauce?
It was just a given that nobody liked cranberry sauce.
Yeah. It's just one of those things you put on the table because you have to.
But what are you supposed to put it on? I just never understood it.
It's supposed
Where
to be on the turkey,
put?
Right?
It's supposed to be on the turkey or the dressing? Is it supposed to be on the dressing?
I think the idea, it's so versatile. It's up to you. It's not good.
Like versatile and good for nothing?
Yeah, I think that's how I view it. Good for nothing. I just think turkey is, it's dry. I mean, how often during the year do you say, hey, let's make a turkey? But during the year, how about some meatloaf? How about some ham? How about steak? Turkey. Who just like August 4th says, hey, you know what I did? Let's buy a big turkey and make it. The answer is no one does.
Yeah.
No one does.
No, not really.
So you're with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Adam?
Cheesy potatoes like scallop potatoes. Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
I like those.
Yeah, I'm with you. Save my cheese for my macaroni. Yeah. Now, baked macaroni
like
is
potatoes.
It. Yeah.
I think macaroni and cheese done well is an outstanding accoutrement.
Oh, my God. You should taste Sean's macaroni and
cheese. Well, I'm willing to because I've had his banana pudding and it was amazing.
Oh, my God.
And he puts up with you, so he should win the Nobel Peace Prize. Honestly. This year, Carter. Find the process how we can nominate somebody because I am nominating Sean Brundage. So
Adam, he does not need the co-sign on his foolishness.
No.
Man, oh, man. Let's pause here. Feisty is here. She'll tell us why she's here earlier. Maybe she won't. She's got a name tag on, so something's going on. Name Carter, name tags. Are you one who puts on the name tag in an event?
No, I'm usually emceeing, so I don't need to be an alpha.
Okay, Mr.
People know who I am.
Jesus. Okay, Mr. Fancy. We'll tase him during the break. Shaletta in earlier. She's normally here at 1:35. Why are you here earlier? Why are we
accommodating your schedule? You forgot my
That's
schedule.
True.
I'm normally here at 1 o'clock.
That's true, unless Tom Emmer upsets the
Right?
Why is it,
Tom
Adam?
Foolery.
Why is it that somebody upsets the apple cart? Why are they upsetting the apple cart?
I don't. Probably because somewhere
I've
along the line.
I've never heard of that.
You've never heard that phrase?
What in
Some
the hell
dude
are
ran
y'all
into
talking
an apple
about?
Cart and all the apple carts spilled.
Upset the apple cart? What does that mean?
You've never heard?
I have
never heard that phrase?
You've never heard of Nuck If You Buck? I wore my Nuck If You Buck t-shirt last week.
No,
I should
have
been in HR. Dirty. Everybody in here should have been scared.
I saw online.
Y'all didn't say nothing.
I saw online your pal CJ's never heard of it also.
She don't really. count. That don't. She don't. She okay. not. She don't.
Okay.
Come to
can
the barbecue.
You tell us what?
Knuck if you buck. Yeah. After you tell me about this apple cart, you first.
In the,
what the hell is
in the
apple
early
cart?
To late 1800s.
Wait
apple
a minute.
Cart.
He looked it up. I thought he was reading me something.
Was wrestler slang for the body and down with his apple cart was to throw a man down. Mm-hmm. Alternatively, some say the concept originated with the Romans, who had a similar expression, peri plastrum perculi.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Oh, yeah.
I am undone.
That's what you would
I have upset my cart.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the idea that like something's expected to go one way, and then all of a sudden it happens unexpectedly differently, and you've upset the apple cart.
Oh,
who's got an apple cart?
Yeah.
Does anybody have an apple cart?
Well, I'll tell you what, they wouldn't be filled with those overrated Honeycrisp apples.
It's the most ridiculous thing.
What are they, $6 a pound or something? God.
Fuji's better.
Yeah. Anything that ain't $6 a pound. Is...
Okay, Tubbs. The Honeycrisp. Properly rated, overrated, underrated. What's your answer?
I think it's properly rated.
Oh.
I'm not a big
Thank
fan
you.
Of it, but.
Well, then, hold on a second. Hold on.
Did you explain overrated, underrated, and properly rated words? I mean, he knew, so you got to give him the rules.
I ask him, is it properly rated, overrated? He goes, properly rated, and then he goes, I'm not a fan. If you're not a fan, then you say it's overrated.
But I know there are a lot of people that are, so I'm like, I don't
Who
like
cares?
It. I know whether that like
We're
it.
Asking
He's
you.
He's a Minnesotan. He's being that nice Minnesota nice.
Minnesota this nice?
Is, you know what? You with Henry, and he's nice, and he'll massage you. You know, you with Chad
whoa,
now. He'll
whoa,
slap
whoa.
You
what
and
do
beat you up.
You
massage. Hold on a second. Can
What's
I,
going on?
No, that's
can
just, how, that's whoa, just, whoa, that's whoa, just whoa. How we roll. That's whoa, how me whoa, and Henry roll. That's how me and Henry roll. Maybe I was speaking for myself.
Wow, because I could use a massage.
Because, you know, you come in here with Chad, and you got to put your dukes up. So, you know, you got to put your dukes up.
You're overrated. You're saying the Honeycrisp is overrated.
Personally, yeah. Yeah, overrated.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
You. Well, you're wrong. No. So see,
so
it's
right.
the best
oh
apple
God.
Out
okay.
there.
Oh my God.
Okay. Anyway, Adam, look up "nuck" if you buck. See what it says on the Urban
I'm
Dictionary.
To do that.
Look
I'm
up "nuck" if you buck.
I'll give you.
I'll give you my password. Go ahead. Log off.
N-U-C-K.
K-N-U-C-K. Nuck
oh,
if you buck.
Right
yeah.
There.
Okay. So you can explain to Chad.
Okay.
And Steve Simpson.
and
what "nuck" if you buck?
It's a song by Crime Mob. I don't have any Crime Mob songs. If
Oh, my God. You know, nuck if you buck means if you buck.
You
get knuckles.
Oh.
Basically, yeah. So I wore the shirt thinking somebody was going to say something. Y'all like, hey, Shaletta. I'm in the newsroom and Steve Simpson's dead. So I'm like pulling the shirt down so he can read all the words. He was like, oh, hey, Shaletta, how's it going? I was like, nobody feels
wow. Knuck if you buck. To want to fight if someone offends you. Preparing to fight if someone steps to you.
Knuck if you buck. What?
That's why you're feisty. You want to fight every moment of the day. Outside of your four precious kids, and I'm sure there are times you get frustrated by them, but
yeah.
you don't want to fight them. You want to fight if Pope Francis, Gandhi, and MLK rose from the grave. You still would get feisty.
Knuck if you buck.
Yeah.
Wore my t-shirt, nobody said nothing.
I love Urban Dictionary is great because then they use it, you know, in like sentences, like theoretically. Rowdy club goer number one. You just stepped on my bleep. Rowdy club goer number two. Well, what you going to do, bleep? Knock if you buck.
I like the way his voice changes.
I liked it. Did you like? You know what else he was counting on today? Because
what?
He's looked at last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
When the two of us carried mm-hmm. the show, I think it's the best show we've ever done. Yeah.
Did you send that in for any kind of award entries or anything like that?
Pavic already called. They've
okay.
they've got it recorded.
Okay. Okay.
And we both brought in sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
I brought in the Chick-fil-A. You brought in the Popeyes. You're a better person, so you brought in Popeyes for everybody else.
For the whole station.
I basically said, bleep everybody
right.
else.
It's two about, sandwiches is what he brought
exactly.
in.
Exactly. Then yesterday, Lindsay comes back, another
Yay!
Former normer, and she brought in food. So Mr. Freeloader was thinking, hey, more food is coming in. And as opposed to bringing some potato salad
yeah,
to the funeral.
Right.
You know what he was looking for? Food from you.
Oh, no, he couldn't have been.
He was. He told me 45 minutes ago, I'm not eating because I'm assuming Shaletta's bringing in food.
You know what happens when you assume.
Yeah.
You already know.
Knuck if you buck.
Knuck if you buck. I can't believe you going to a funeral without bringing a dish, a covered dish.
I think it's a church service. I'm not going to walk in there with a plate of food. And
just
like,
a nobody's... baked ham, a cake, a baked chicken or something, nothing?
Well, I'll say this. It depends on the service. I've attended a number of services where at the church, afterwards, you go like downstairs.
Yeah, in the base.
And you bring food. Or, you know, half my family is Jewish. They have a shiva where you go to like a member's family and you celebrate. He walked in because I had a friend of mine who also attended. He walked in. He looked at a couple people who were handing out pamphlets for the service and said, "Don't look me in the eye. I'm Adam Carter." Okay. And I'm and he said this. He goes, "I assume I'm sitting in the front row and get out of my way."
And he's on program. Are you doing an expression 2 minutes, please? Do y'all have that at y'all's funerals where they have an expression service where anybody can come up and just kind of chat about the person?
Oh, no. I'd like that, though. That's how I want mine. I mean, I don't want any.
You don't want anybody speaking?
No, you want, I'm saying I'd like to have an Irish wake where put a picture of me on the bar at an Irish pub.
That was a shock.
And everybody's tipping
everybody
them back.
Just
sharing
something.
Stories. Yeah,
yeah, that's the best part of the service for me. They call that the expressions.
Okay. So would you rather have that than traditional, and this is now 50 years from now when you pass, would you rather have that than the traditional, maybe three people giving eulogies? You'd like just
whoever wants to get up, say something, 2-3 minutes, and sit down, and let's have a good old time. I love that.
Are people allowed to point out here's why I didn't agree with your way? Because if you just open it up to everybody.
They know that my people nuck, too, if you buck. I'm not the only one in my crew that bucks and nucks.
Yeah. I understand. We got to go because Congressman Phillips is calling.
I know. Y'all kicking me out again.
Okay. You want to tell us where you're going to this?
I'm at the C-Spot Conference for Emerging Business Owners over at Finovation Labs right down the street. So I ran over to hang out with you. But, you know, if I hang with y'all, my kids will be broken hungry forever. So I got to do something.
Seriously.
You know.
So how many tweets do you up to today?
Oh, at least 45.
Yeah. Wait for 90 more. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Two Hot Mamas, Shaletta Brundage, Congressman Dean Phillips in moments on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.